What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about superheroes, anime, comic books, and manga. I'm your host, King Spider-Man, and on this episode, we talk about motherfucking Brother G-Man. My bad. I was so excited for this topic because the character of Jinbei, first son of the sea Jinbei, is a popular character, especially for a lot of black fans of One Piece, because he kind of reminds us of African-American freedom fighters and figures in history. The fishmen as a whole, you know what I'm saying, kind of reminds us of that, you know? And Jinbei is like the Martin Luther King here. I've heard people on YouTube call him Martin Luther Jinbei, and or Brother Jin. Every time we talk about Jinbei, it's Brother Jinbei. So this episode, we got with Boss Frank, got with Deshaun, even though Deshaun don't know much about Jinbei, but you know, he's there. And we got my boy Ryan, and we're gonna talk about Jinbei the whole time, all right? Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Crave Reviews. That's KRAVVE_REVIEWS to stay caught up on episodes, events, and special guests. Again, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoy the conversation, leave a comment or DM us your take on it. Now, let's get to the show.
Oh, shit, that nigga ain't on the phone.
See what I'm saying, man? Right on time.
On time. Nigga, we been waiting 45. No, I'm sorry. That boy, Lion Ryan.
What's good?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up?
You got that boy, Deshaun, and...
Oh, man.
Frank is here.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? What up?
So, Jinbei. We talking about Brother Jinbei.
Jinbei.
Martin Luther Jinbei.
My man, my brother.
Initial thoughts on Jinbei. Anybody got any just overall thoughts on Jinbei?
Jinbei is probably one of the most interesting characters of this series. Now, on another note, we will be talking about the top 5 realest niggas in anime. So make sure you stay tuned to that, because realistically, it's a lot of people that go the fucking distance and they don't get any credit for it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that nigga Krillin. He died twice. Anyway.
we even got to change anime for that for another one. Shout out to Mr. Two.
Yeah, Mr. Two.
Mr. Two, that's the realest transsexual I've ever. That's a real nigga, bro.
Now, in One Piece, the list goes on. Because that, like, if you really want to be honest, you really got to give a big shout out to that boy Kuma. Because if he hadn't slapped them niggas across them distances in the real life.
I thought you were going to say the other thing. Okay.
No, if Kuma didn't slap them niggas to them other islands, we never would have got the straw hats we have now. The idea of
Kuma niggas, actually did two things.
Kuma also protected the Thousand Sunny, even after being transformed to a fully functioning cybertronic robot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Frankie still having his name. But at the end of the day, nobody does it better or has done it better than the one and only motherfucking Brother Jinbei. Jinbei has come through time and time again, kicking ass, taking names, cashing checks, snapping necks.
Yeah, hold on right quick. I just realized something. The audio is going to be fucked up.
Right, because we're on the phone, so we got to hang up and do it all over.
Yeah, we got to come back.
Yeah, gotcha. So,
I got to send that link back to you. We'll be right back.
Gotcha.
Bye, nigga.
That is not what I meant to start off with.
It's that gas. It's that gas, bitch. Welcome.
You are listening to Crave Reviews. And if you hear coughing, it's because we're getting ready for the Stoners Ball. Stoners Ball. We're just pre-gaming for the Stoners Ball. November 17th, 2023 is the third annual Stoners Ball Stoner Game. So y'all make sure that you dress like it's a ball, because it's called, that's just not called the Stoners Ball for nothing.
Exactly.
Make sure y'all come out, you know what I'm saying? Support. We're going to have a drinking game. We're going to have a Stoner Game. We're going to have a big rolling contest. Have performances, vendors, my mom, your mom.
Yeah.
It's late. Everybody's going to be there. And we might have a special guest, as always.
Remember last year, shout out to Kay Capri from Johnson's Cabaret for coming through and doing her thing last year. Very, very big up. Very, very well done. And very, very beautiful. Like that. One of the highlights.
Very tall.
Yeah, very tall. It adds to the beauty. And just, you know, saying again, we're going to be doing it at the same place we did the first one. And also, shout out to a lot of the people that came out and made that a star-studded event, including one of the performers from, what's the shit with Nick Cannon? Wildin' Out. We did have some people to do. Shout out to all the vendors. Shout out to everybody that do the shit big boy. You know what I'm saying? It's a way. We gotta do it the best way possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Stoner's Ball, get your tickets now.
On TicketTable.com. Please.
Can't do it without you guys. We try to make it the best every year. So just come to
me. Hey, and we're back.
Yay, yay.
I'm back.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, like I was saying, it's not going to pick up on the thing, because I got to put the, what's the name?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. But I can use the music. So, I'm going to see what I can do. I can see what I can do when I post the episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, damn, that shit would have been hard.
Yeah, that's why.
But it ain't going to do nothing but mess up the audio.
Yeah. Gene Bay, we talk about brother Gene Bay. And in case you didn't get it on the first intro, here's the second one. One of the best well-known affiliates in One Piece, as well as one of the top tier I got your back niggas in anime, is no other than that nigga Gene Bay. Now, why is Gene Bay so cold? Well, for one, Gene Bay is the type of nigga to not only be a fish man, but have no problem giving you his motherfucking blood in a transfusion, because he's not afraid of that shit. That's number one. Number two, this nigga's fish man karate is unparalleled. Nobody can fuck with this nigga's fish man's karate. I don't know if people can even fuck with him in just regular hand-to-hand, other than possibly Garp. But I'm really interested to see something like that go down, because fish man karate is strong, my brother. Also, Gene Bay has a great disposition. He's one of the guys that has his own crew and decided to leave that crew to become a part of the Straw Hat Pirates. But nevertheless, Gene Bay is one of those characters that still has yet to be explored to the extent that the rest of the crew has been. So I'm real interested to see what he's going to do when he actually joins the crew and how he's going to match the crew's energy. Because right now, we got fucking Joy Boy. We got the official Black Leg Sanji. And none other than my favorite motherfucker to finally get the title that I knew about all those years ago is the king of hell himself, motherfucking, I forgot his name. But it doesn't fucking matter.
Rose Zoro.
It is right there, because I talk too fast, and sometimes my brain can't keep up. So, everything happens for a reason. I'm interested to see, because you also got people like Chopper. You also got the Soul King himself. You also got fucking these minks. This little fuck bunny that's on the boat. And you know,
you're talking about Carrot.
Yeah.
I hope not. Nah, keep y'all can keep Carrot. We don't need Carrot. We don't need.
We don't need Carrot, man. She's a good lookout. See what
she,
people.
She can be an assistant. She can be a part of the fleet. I don't need her to be on the crew.
What people don't know is that actual pirates used to take a fucking barrel, flip it upside down, put a hole in it. And if you fucked up, tried to do mutiny on the ship, you the person stuffed inside that barrel and fucked. So, a little bit of humor, why not put a minx on the boat that's fully autonomous? It's anime.
Deshaun, yeah. I know you don't watch One Piece a lot, but what you know about Jinbei?
I know Brother Jinbei. Their brother that was speaking for the rice. He was speaking about me and talking about our people. That would have felt like
that. That was Arlong.
Yeah, you talking about Arlong.
Same thing.
So Jinbei is the whale shark fish man that helped Luffy during the Marine Corps arc. The one he broke that was in the cell with Ace.
Nah. Big nigga.
Mm-hmm. So Jinbei was okay. So Jinbei was basically a soldier in the Fishman Army, and you know, he wasn't no different from Arlong. Mm-hmm. He was just a little like on the other end of whatever of what either of you would describe that spectrum. Like if Arlong was, you know, violent and shit, you know what I'm saying, towards humans. With Jinbei, he felt the same way about humans, but he wouldn't just kill them outright like that, you know what I'm saying? But he was brutal, you know what I'm saying?
Arlong is Malcolm X, Jinbei is Martin Luther King.
Basically.
Fighting the same war, just on two different sides.
Kind of, because there's another character in there that figures in. Who inspired Jinbei and Arlong. Now we want to talk about real niggas in anime. It's this character named Fisher Tiger.
Fisher Tiger.
Now Fisher Tiger was the hero of Fishman Island.
Mm-hmm.
He the one that really set the precedent that Arlong has really kind of bastardized. You know what I mean? Like, so he ended up, became what's up?
He freed the slaves. He's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Fisher Tiger is Abraham Lincoln. Or no. No, no. Better. Nat Turner.
Exactly.
Fisher Tiger is Nat Turner. Jinbei is Martin Luther King. And Arlong is Malcolm X.
Mm. Hold on. I'm gonna update the One Piece Wiki right now.
Mm. Yeah.
And Turner.
And you said Nat Turner.
But see, Fisher Tiger, he was a slave and he ended up escaping. And then he went back. He climbed up the red line, bro. The red line is higher than the Sky Islands, just to give you a perspective. It goes higher than the Sky Islands and all the way down to Fishman Island.
Damn.
This nigga climbed from, what I'm guessing is from Fishman Island straight up to Mary Joie to free the slaves. At that time, he also freed Boy Hancock and her sisters. They were slaves at the same time, at that time. But he freed all the Fishman slaves, formed a pirate crew. They called themselves the Sun Pirates, you know what I'm saying? Jinbei and Arlong, I think they were a part of that. Jinbei, Arlong, and Hachi.
Mm.
So you know the celestial dragons. When you become a slave, they brand you with that little claw looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a dragon claw.
Yeah.
Fisher Tiger turned that shit into found a way to do a different brand to cover that up, and it made a sun. That's why Jinbei got the sun on his chest. That's why Arlong got that shit. That's why Hachi got that shit on his forehead. You know what I'm saying? Because it hides the fact that they were, and they did it for everybody that was on the Sun Pirate crew, just so you couldn't tell who was a slave and who was and who wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Which is dope. That was like a cool idea.
Right. So they ended up, you know what I'm saying, becoming pirates, adventuring or whatever. And they ended up rescuing somebody who's with the Revolutionary Army right now. The girl Koala. She was a slave. They rescued her. And I think that after they rescued her, they found her again in a different situation and actually took her back to her home island.
Damn.
Yeah.
And rescued her again, essentially.
Yeah. And it was through her that Jinbei really kind of learned that humans weren't as bad as he thought. You know what I'm saying? That's how he kind of learned that, you know, most humans don't hate fishmen. They just fear fishmen.
Right, because they're fishmen.
Right.
Okay. That fish looks like a man.
So, this is where shit gets fucked up. They drop Koala off at her home village. And, you know, the people are thankful or whatever, but the Marines are there. And the world government is there. I think at the time it was CP5. Mm-hmm. And they ambush Fisher Tiger and execute right there on the spot.
Damn.
Yep. And the Fishman Pirates, they were able to rescue him or whatever and take him and get him back to the ship. And, you know, after the doctor looked at him, he was like, okay, so we can save him if we can get him a blood transfusion. Mm-hmm. And none of the other Sun Pirates were his blood type. Mm-hmm. So they was like, well, we can go get one of the humans. Mm-hmm. And Fish Tiger was like, nah, I don't want no human blood in me. But, and this is what makes him kind of interesting. He didn't want no help from humans at all. But he still kind of was like, don't let the hatred go over into the new generation. You know what I'm saying?
And honestly,
what's up?
I was going to say, just to add on to that, while that was going on, by the way, that was like kind of heartbreaking. Like to see him go from like, you know, this little girl's great to like, you know what? Nah, man, I don't even want their blood in me.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he understood what it was for him, and that was for him. But he didn't want to impose that shit on nobody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was trying to get the rest of the Sun Pirates to be like, don't let the next generation
be racist.
Don't let the hatred just continue like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't just continue to be racist.
Right.
Like, I understand that I'm racist, but that doesn't mean the next generation needs to be racist.
Right. And I thought that shit was dope.
Because we're all racist.
And Jinbei, between Jinbei and Arlong, Jinbei took over as the captain. And after a little while, that's when the world government offered for him to be a warlord. That's where the split between him and Arlong came in. Because Arlong was like, how the fuck you gonna be a warlord? You gonna be a government dog now? You know what I'm saying? After what they did to us?
And then he was like, shut up, bitch.
Look, listen. When I tell you, Arlong was not ready for Jinbei, bro. Yeah. At all. That shit wasn't even a fight. That was a whooping.
Yeah. That wasn't even a whooping. That was a spanking.
Yeah, like, for real, bro. Spank like, Arlong was not ready.
Spank.
You hear me?
And guess what? You know what he probably wore that day? Some Spanks. Because that boy got the Spanks put on.
I'm talking about, man, that nigga Allah was not ready. And then he went on.
Spank my bitch.
He was like, man, fuck that. I'm gonna take me and my homies, and we gonna have the Arlong Pirates again. And we gonna take this shit over.
And y'all gonna die.
So, let me ask this real quick. Just gonna add just some perspective. While he was on the Sun Pirates, his bounty was up to 76 million berries. I'm looking at the wiki right now.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he had left the Pirates and became a warlord, they froze his berries to like 250 million.
Dang.
Yeah, which is crazy. And, you know, as you tell your story, I'll tell you, you know, where he was at in those other ones. But that's like 250 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
250 million berries.
You ain't no chump if they put that big of a bounty on you.
They trying to put your ass in jail.
But that was when Arlong directly went straight to where Nami's island at and took that shit over. While Jinbei kept leading the Sun Pirates, he was allied with Whitebeard because Whitebeard protected Fishman Island.
He was, because that's what they were saying about who he was back then. Like, you know, just because Whitebeard down the East Guard, who's gonna protect Fishman Island?
Yeah, that's when Big Mom kind of filled that role for a while until Luffy got there.
And that's when he was like, these Hammers of Justice are UNICEF.
Man, look, that nigga Luffy picked up the phone and he was like, I'm Monkey D. Luffy and I'm going to be King of the Pirates. Who is this? She was like, what?
Intro.
Luffy. She was like, where's my candy? He was like, oh, I ate it all. Bro, that shit was hilarious. Because he told her it was there at first. And then it was like, nah, Luffy is gone. He was like, oh, well, it looks like I ate it all.
Hey, I'm like, that shit.
What?
That bitch was on my 600-pound life.
She was like, man, come to the new world. We gonna talk face to face. But when he got to Whole Cake Island, he did not fight Big Mom.
Because it was Whole Cake Island.
Yeah. He fought Katakuri and Cracker.
Look at these splits.
But,
look at these lash.
And there's Sparrow.
He's gonna look at these lines.
Oh man, that has got to be the most annoying Big Mom pirate ever. And he the oldest.
Yeah,
he the oldest one.
Yep.
No wonder he's such a perv. Look at these split. That nigga said it's gonna make him learn. Like, well, nigga, what?
And this nigga Jinbei is the one that Ace fought before he got the Whitebeard. He fought Ace for, what was it, 5 days?
And Jinbei also comes in at the last minute and saves Luffy. Now, we got to just put this up there. A great part about being a leader and being in the hero dynamic of anime is knowing the fact that the majority of this time, someone's saving your ass and giving you the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Which is something we used to have to see a lot. You know what I'm saying? From this nigga. Obviously, because he's a kid. He had no business at Marineford.
No business.
But he was there anyway. I'm stomping about with the big dog. Like, he belonged there.
The only rookie out there.
First generation, my ass.
Like, what is he doing here?
He's going to lickety learn. There's a marijuana is there, people. And that's also who we're sponsored by tonight. Did you get your weeds this morning?
Bud.
Why? Bud. Sir.
But that. Man. And Jinbei actually gave Luffy a blood transfusion.
He did. He really broke that barrier. He broke that fifth wall. He went straight for it.
He's the reason Luffy survived in Marineford.
And that was a real, like, man, that's like almost saying the most, like, I want no nigger blood in me. And then the black man be like, well, you're gonna die. So
I want that nigga blood.
Down there, save that nigga Luffy's life. That's the real shit. That's probably one of the real, like, sacrificing your life for something. But it's like, yo, nigga, I'm finna give you some of my blood to live.
Blood type F for friendship.
Exactly. It's reverse psychology.
Is that the blood type?
Yeah, F for friendship.
This nigga is stupid. This nigga says, is that
the blood type?
I think it's the S, man.
No, it's that if I'm on
the
wiki. Yeah? Yeah, wiki don't lie. I hope.
anybody can alter wiki. That nigga said, yeah, man,
wiki don't
lie.
Hey, bro, let me change that real quick. It is blood type F. See, I just changed it. Oh, snap. You did it.
I told you. It's F. Proficient. That's what I said, man. This nigga, like, Jinbei has came through time and time again. First of all, this nigga Luffy, for sure, was about to rip himself in, like, two pieces. No, he's going to rip his arms off. So he can get loose out of Big Mom's. What was that? Like sometimes.
Oh, and he was in that storybook. Man. Him and Nami. He was really about to
rip his motherfucking arms off.
Bro.
And you know who showed up? Motherfucking
Jinbei.
Like, last minute. What the fuck are you doing here? He was like, I told you I had to be here. Look at that.
Luffy. That's the voice. That's him.
Oh, that's a Big Mom. Now that's done.
That nigga was lit. Hey, man. He fish, man, karate the shit out of a few people that he knew personally.
They was like, what's up, G-Bay? What are you doing here?
Fish, man, karate! Like, real time.
Attacking. All great heroes call out their moves.
Fuck you, Tava.
Yeah, you're gonna fit in just fine.
The moment I hear somebody say fish man, I'm finna start shooting right then.
Right.
By the time you hear karate, the move that happened already. Fish man karate.
See, it's a couple of the moves. That nigga don't even say fish man until after the move. At the end of that shit. He'd be like, boom. Fish man karate. Such and such and such air, niggas, water, something.
Niggas literally be watching this nigga Luffy go gum gum. Like, nigga, soon second gum off, I'm shooting. I don't want to know what move is coming after that gum gum. I'm shooting.
Now, guns, ain't gonna help you. Guns ain't gonna help you. Them bullets ain't gonna help you.
Nah, man, no. Fuck you talking about? It's cracking. Shoot.
Those bullets ain't going to help you. If Luffy the one about to punch you, that's it.
Yeah, let's just come off. Like, imagine every time he tried to gum gum, bah! Gum gum, bah! Gum gum, bah! Gum gum, bah!
You just keep doing it. He's gonna give up, bitch. Now he don't say second gear till after that shit get going. So that second gear, you got to get him as soon as he take that stance.
As soon as his heart rate get up there, you just got to whoop his ass. Come here. Because if you blow into his thumb, it's over, dog. You might as well just go home tonight.
But this nigga Jinbei, man, this nigga shows up in fucking Wano.
Brother Jinbei.
Oh, you ain't got to that part yet, have you?
When Jinbei gets set, no, I haven't. I'm eagerly awaiting.
Man, you want me to spoil the bounty for you?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to watch it. You can't spoil the fun for me because I still have to have
just a bounty. Just a bounty. Mm. Yeah, it's reinstated at 438 million berries.
438 million berries.
So double, well, almost double from what he had prior to being a warlord when he went in.
And Luffy has billions. Right?
Luffy, you know, I'll say this. You know, final bounty where it's at right now. I'll just, I don't know if I can spoil that for you too, but you know, yeah, Luffy had a, like a 1.5 billion, I think, at that time. Well, something around there, right?
Yeah, I think after Katakuri, after Whole Cake Island, that's when it went up to 1.5. Because he was sad about it because he thought it meant he was.
Yeah, yeah. Dumb motherfucker. Yeah.
But hey, good. After Wano?
Tell him.
Them folks is like, man, this nigga is really an emperor of the sea.
Yeah.
Like, oh. He's not even the fifth emperor because two of them gone.
And Jibe ain't no bitch either. Like, he could definitely hold that spot down with no problem.
Oh, yeah. Man, let's talk about this nigga Jibe and these skills with this fucking boat, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro. That nigga whipped the fuck out of the Sunny, bro. First he whipped the fuck out of the Whole Cake Island. But bro, the way he whipped, bro, Jinbei is like, and it just makes so much sense for a fish man to be so.
And he did it with one hand now.
With that shit. Like that.
Even escaping from Impel Down.
Yeah.
Even escaping from Impel Down, and he, the Aquaman, all the whale sharks in the area, he's like, come to me. Come to me. We need your help.
Bro. I'm gonna tell you guys how I got the whales over
here. Like, oh, damn it. Jinbei coming in handy. Jinbei is one of them niggas that I could definitely see, like, releasing his Fishman Karate and, like, transform into, like, a Super Saiyan body. Like, he fat when he just at that level, but then when he go the next level and shit, he just get ripped up. Like, okay, okay. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. But what's gonna happen?
That nigga drove the Thousand Sunny on a wave like a surfboard. Bro.
This nigga Jinbei.
That's how the helmsman for the king of the pirates. That's what you gotta do. You gotta do that.
Yeah, exactly. That
nigga is, he's a helmsman. That nigga, he steers the ship and he does all this shit. This he's a dude who steers the ship.
That's what you gotta do. Even Frankie can't do all that shit with the Thousand Sunny.
He not a fish man.
Nope. He built that shit. But he not a fish man.
He's a man of fish. A fisherman. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga has a one understanding and it plays so good because I was always kind of like, so who really would be like the person to really drive the boat? Like, would it be like, you know what I'm saying, the first mate? Like, shouldn't motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, Zoro be out there, or shouldn't Sanji be out there? But then it's like, shoot, like you said, when that nigga Jinbei get behind him, it's like, you know what, Nami, just look at the map. I'm
right. Just tell me which way to go. Your GPS.
Gonna shout obscenities from the top of the boat. We're just gonna go on about it.
And Usopp's gonna shoot whatever
he can shoot.
He can see. Sniper looks like a threat.
Sniper King Usopp.
Zoro's gonna be in the back sleep.
Don't wake the demon. Don't wait.
But as soon as something happens, he'll be right there. Sanji cooking dinner. This nigga Jinbei just out here just whipping through the Grand Line.
Talking to the animals and whales.
He don't need the thrusters. He doesn't need the ship's thrusters. He don't need he can move the water around the ship.
He really
can. That's how he operates.
Mm-hmm. Cause he's a fucking fish man, dog. Fish man hot. Brother Jinbei, man. That nigga put it on for this city. On for this city.
Speaking of Wano, he had a 1.1 billion berry bounty in Wano. After the event.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Brother Jinbei.
Cause now the top four got at least that 1 billion, right?
Yeah.
Sanji, Zoro, Luffy, and fucking Jinbei.
So they all finna be in that bitch. Like, we really the most wanted in this motherfucker. I'm the king of the pirates. Niggas gonna be like, okay. Because at that point, I don't know who the fuck dwindling the numbers other than the influence. But then it's like, how much trouble can they really get in being the influence? That's tied to the government.
No. So the emperors are their own government.
Basically, yeah.
That's how that works. Wherever they are, they're their own government because they have their own military, they have their own nation. That's why
they have allies and everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. They have a Ukraine. They have a Uganda. They have a captain that represents all these different nations, and they're the head of it. Mm. They're the United Nations. Right. They're the United States of the United Nations.
The United Nations of all the nations.
And then you got the world government over here. And then you got the Revolutionary Army over here.
Then you got my mom. Then you got everything else that's going to hold everyone. But then it's like at the same time.
Hey, who's that one person that's over the... What's them four old niggas?
You talking about Emu?
Yeah.
The Shadow Bitch.
We still trying to find out more about
it. We still haven't seen that Shadow Bitch.
Like it whatever it is did something. I don't really wanna. Damn.
It's a Shadow Bitch.
Oh, we found out so much at the referee. Oh, it's like right now all this flood of information just came.
The reverie. So much.
The reverie.
Mm. Yep.
The reverie because it's still for revelation.
Princess VV, bro.
VVS. VVS. Princess VVS Riri.
Princess VV, bro.
As her companion. Her best friend. Her BFF.
Nefertari VV.
Sucks, dick.
I just...
So much happened at the reverie. So much happened at the reverie.
Spoiler alert. Are you ready for this?
We should have said that before I said what
I said.
For your information, no, she does not top off anybody at the river. But there is something involving D. Mm-hmm. But I don't mean dick.
And that's your father, D. Look at that.
No. Lord. Spoiler alert. It turns out that Princess Vivi is a D.
Oh.
Her name is Nefertari D. Vivi.
So what is the explanation behind what that initial alludes to?
It starts with her family.
It's okay.
There was a woman in the Void Century, or before the Void Century. Her name is Nefertari D. Lily. Mm. And she is the one who spread the poneglyphs around the world. She is the one that they, she's the reason that something happened. You know what I'm saying? With the world government. And,
Space cake.
Ryan, help me out here. I'm missing details.
What are you asking? My bad, I'm reading on something. What you say?
I was talking about Nefertari D. Lily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what she did, how she so the theory is she spread the poneglyphs because she had the pawpaw fruit. Mm.
Yeah. And she also, I think I might be wrong, but I think she was the one who commanded what's the giant elephant again? To start walking or something like that?
Oh.
Or something along those lines. Or like she knew of it or... Like I'm on the wiki for it right now. I mean, we know who like they think that she is. You know, talking about Vivi.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, she had like the...
Who is she?
Well, they think that that's who it is that she's Nefertari V. Lily or whatever.
Yeah, she's Manchester. Like the originator of the D-Clan or something along those lines. Yeah. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
So she's the person that's really out here giving out the D. But they're saying the theory is that she had the pawpaw fruit, and that was how she spread the punishments because of how Kuma used the pawpaw fruit on the Shawhead.
That was the only way to move the bitch, motherfucker.
Right. Those punishments aren't small at all. And they're all hidden from the government. So it's like, I think that's the thing that the government was mad at her about. So, I can't remember. Did they kill her or no? She disappeared.
Yeah, she disappeared.
So, question: when you eat this devil fruit, how do you know how to use this devil fruit? Is it like a quickening, like from Highlander? Do you get like a rush of memory from the last person?
It's like when you eat the devil fruit, you automatically kind of know. You know what I'm saying? At least how to use it, what it is. You know what I'm saying?
A little devil. A little devil man crawls inside of your mouth.
It just does unspeakable things to give you an idea of how your power works. Like, oh my god, it's stretching. What is that? Speaking of stretching, holy shit, Gen B. Anyway, that's why I definitely wanted to say, like, there's a lot of shit, and the guy did a lot of, he did a real good job. Chiro Oda did a great job with writing stuff that has a continuation down the line from the rest of the things that he's writing. Like, you know how hard this shit is to explain a story that has story in the story.
Man, you have no idea.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ryan, did you read the latest chapter?
I have. Oh man.
A story within a story that has a story.
Oh my god.
Like, why does this story just now happen in the story that happens with the last story?
Bruh.
Like, holy shit.
It's like,
that chapter was crazy.
Bruh.
O'Reilly's.
They have two names that are on like that's like the most searched after that chapter. You know, one of them being J. Garcia Saturn, which is crazy. Oh man, and then Figurland Garland, the moonhead looking guy.
Yeah,
now what he looked like when he was younger, and who does he look like?
Lucky Roo. Nah, just playing.
Nah, Shanks, dude. He looks just like Shanks. Which is like, yes, okay, like confirmation that Shanks is a freaking celestial dragon.
Yeah. Which is why he's so strong. So apparently Shanks' name is Figurland Shanks.
Because he's a Figurland.
Right, he's a celestial dragon.
He's really a celestial.
Figurland Garland is the leader of the Holy Knights. They are basically the military for the celestial dragons.
Mm. Yep.
Or the specialized military, even more so than the Cypherpole agents.
I can't wait to see that story that they do for Shanks, man. That's crazy.
Bro.
When I saw that panel, I was like, oh, shit.
That's what you do with that thing. We finna find out about Shanks. We finna find out about Rocks and the Rocks Pirates.
I think we're gonna find out about like the Five Elders and like their powers. I think it's like tied to Luffy, like because his form, that demon thing that he, I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
I think we finna see Crocodile,
the Dial of Crocs.
I think.
So what's the thing with the woman Crocodile?
So, when Luffy broke all those people out of Impel Down, when he broke out Crocodile to get him to, you know what I'm saying, cooperate and behave.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Ivankov was like, hey, you need to behave. You know I know that secret.
I was like, man, he outed my nigga, bro. I was like, oh, shit.
So Crocodile is really...
So...
But that's all that's happened on that subject. Is a crock a bitch? Absolutely nothing else has been said.
So there's a...
That was all that needed to be said. We don't need to hear anything else.
Crocodile actually has a snap.
What'd you say, Ryan?
I don't need to hear anything else. He's guilty.
He's got a penis. You let this one down.
He better not start no shit. And we did that thing. He's like, no, don't tell him about the thing. He's like, all right, well then behave. That's all I need to see. He's guilty. Right.
Like, yeah. And then it goes back even further.
My thing is, how do you out somebody like that? Like, hey, guess what, guys? He really has a
pussy. It goes even further to people thinking that Crocodile might be Luffy's mom.
Oh God! Come on, man! Too much. I stop reading right there. I'd be like, "This is it. I'm done with this."
Somebody needs to shoot that person in the face,
bro. That is one of the biggest One Piece theories out there right now, bro. It's called the Croco Mom theory.
If Crocodile is Luffy's mother, the LBGT can suck a fat one. And I know they will do it.
They need to burn that one. Burn that theory.
Dumb fucks. That's the...
take that theory out back and put it down. We don't need those kinds of theories out here.
But then that's also another thing that I'm thinking about is at the end of the day, why the fuck would Crocodile need to be a woman anyway? What transpired for her to have to be there?
So, what's going on right now is the On God Valley. Mm-hmm. The Celestial Dragons. God Valley is this unaffiliated nation. They're not affiliated with the world government. Mm-hmm. So, the Celestial Dragons take it upon themselves to put them folks in a Hunger Games situation. They go there. They say, we finna have a hunting game. We finna release some of our slaves out there, and we finna hunt everybody on the island. That they talking about all the natives on the island, mm-hmm. and those few slaves that they put out there too. The first thing they do when they get to this motherfucker, Figland Garland don't calls the king of the nation off the rip before the game even start. You know what I'm saying? Just to show you how ruthless this shit really is. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
Figgy Garland is bitch ass nigga.
Yeah. That. But damn, where the fuck was I going with that?
If you garland your figure, nigga, you don't
know. I kinda drifted a little bit. What the fuck was I going with that? We were just talking about the God Valley incident.
Yeah.
So
he was talking about how this thing off the rip. That's
really all the information there is on that shit. That's all that happened. And that all that happened, Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't show any more after that, really.
Yeah. We're going to see like 2 years from now. But you're older going to bring that incident back up and show what happened.
No. This is an ongoing, this is what's going on in the manga right now.
Yeah.
The niggas did just wait for the next time.
Bruh.
And Jay Garcia.
Child.
Sorry, just him showing up to the fight. Like, he gets summoned in on, like, a fucking, like, a, what do you call that, like black star, you know, voodoo type shit?
Oh, shit.
Bruh.
That's yeah, a magic circle.
So he got a transmutation circle.
Yeah. And it's crazy because when he shows up, he's like, yo, any Marines in the area, don't look at me. Look away.
Yeah.
And there's a panel of one nigga who looks at him. He sees him show up on the magic circle, blows his head up, dead, gone, blood and everything. I was like, what?
Not a bison. What? You got to be at least a real animal.
Man, nobody can look at that nigga. That nigga.
He's an actual devil.
That nigga is a sensitive. So that's a celestial. That's a celestial.
That's one of the Gorosei, or the five elder stars, the five old men. The one called Saint Saturn.
Okay, don't talk to me.
Bro.
You get on the plane, you sit down, you shut the fuck up.
Might I say, his flames look a lot like Luffy's when he's in his Joy Boy mode.
Yeah, whatever death fruit he got, it's awakened. Because that's the little signal. That's how you know somebody has an awakened devil fruit.
Yeah.
The flames of liberation.
Well, at least for the zones. Because Doflamingo and Katakuri have awakened devil fruits, and they don't, but they don't have that.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Cutie the Katakuri. One of the coolest names and one of the coolest devil fruit guys. Literally. Ice Cold. But,
Ice Cold. I'm talking about Algeji.
Oh, that's Algeji, not Katakuri.
This is what he.
Ouch. Well, shout out to Algeji.
He's
OP
as well.
On the bike.
I feel like they don't do him enough justice in terms of showing what he's got.
I mean, shit, nigga, he fought off Akainu. Like, that's...
For 10 days. We didn't need to see it.
Change the landscape. Change the whole discography of all islands.
Like, yeah. For real. The half of that island is forever fucking frozen. And the other half, the other half is forever fucking burning. That is some shit. Yeah. That is some shit, bro. Like, there is an exact halfway point where on this side it's frozen and on this side it's fucking magma. Yeah. Like, how? Like, what the fuck?
That's how Jesus works.
And can I note, Jinbei stopped Akainu's fucking fish. He fought. He went toe-to-toe with Akainu.
With Fishman Karate.
Yep.
Fishman. First of all, let me shout that out. Whoever the first fucking fish man to discover karate was, shout out to that nigga. Because I hate to see who he was. Because this man, you talking about
that fish man karate will take your ass out.
You will die. You will die. You will die. People die at the fair. People die at the fair. You know what I'm saying? That shit is strong. That nigga Jinbei has whooped countless ass. Thanks to that Fishman Karate. He does it every time. I got an idea. How about we have a movie called The Last Nigga on Earth, starring Tom Hanks? How does that shout out to that nigga Paul Moody. But yeah, all in all, Jinbei is somebody that I'm looking forward to see him get his 15 minutes of unlocked, like at this point, unlocked potential. Because it's like
Jinbei already unlocked. Came unlocked.
Yep. That 46 years old.
His mouth was already open.
Yeah. That nigga already. At the peak of his prime.
That nigga said batteries included.
Right. You know who else I think is like that? Huh. Frankie. Mm-hmm. I feel like
he's kind of upgraded to the point.
He upgraded himself, but when he initially came, he was already like, you know,
special
kind of boss level.
What's the name?
You didn't have to build up the shit.
What's the name? Was definitely boss level already. What's his name? What's his like regular name? But Soul King. I never.
Oh, yeah, Brooke.
Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke. Brooke already came as the Soul King.
Yep. I saw something where they were saying the showrunners for the live action show, They were saying what they're dreading the most is the post-time skip, Frankie. Because, you know, he's basically all a machine. Like, how do you show that in live action?
They're going to have to do some hella fire.
They're going to have to show that. They're going to have to show that.
That's some scary shit.
They're gonna
how do you even show, do that?
But look, though, they're going to have to show that in live action. They're going to have to show, what's his name again?
Soul King Brook.
Brooke in live action. They're gonna have to show Chopper in live action.
I feel like Brooke might be fairly easy because he's just
I think the skeletons will be easy.
Oh no.
It's Frankie I'm worried about. I don't know how they're gonna do that. I mean, when you first see him, he's just a dude with blue hair and a freaking Speedo on. Like,
you talking about that shit'd be easy, but you still gotta remember you don't want this nigga looking like the taxi cab driver from Halloween Town. I don't know how many people will catch that reference, but I feel like enough people should be able to catch that reference from Calabar's Revenge. Go look it up. Look at that taxi driver. Fuck around, get Brooke looking like that. There's going to be a lot of questions going around.
What's the name of it?
Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. Yeah. It's a scene where the mom is getting chauffeured. This motherfucker is wearing a goddamn getting chauffeured around with a motherfucking skeleton.
I want that. Perfect.
Yeah, you don't want that. You talk.
No, I want that. Bring that on. I love that.
Yeah, that should be fairly easy. Blah, blah, blah.
Throw an afro on him. Call it a day.
Oh, you must have looked that shit up and looked at it.
I'm looking at it right now. Throw an afro on that. That's perfect. That's Brooke. I see him. Yeah. Man, you make a good, you know, caster, man. You should work for Hollywood.
Man,
find that puppet, dig it out, and reuse it for One Piece live action. I'm calling it out.
I feel like that should definitely be not worth
it. I can't think of another instance where a main character has been like a skeleton besides what you just brought up. Something that, you know, that can be referenced to a little bit.
I mean, the only thing to reference really is the Billy and Mandy show. But that's animated. But then you got live, as far as live action.
Live action. Yeah.
You got the
I was gonna say Coco, but that's a lot. That's a cartoon too.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say Evil Dead, Army of Darkness. To be on the more comedic side, but they did have a lot of skeletons, which was just more or less people in suits.
Yeah.
Evil Dead, Army of Darkness. That's my favorite Bruce Campbell movie.
Then in live action, they ain't really came across nobody really that tall.
Right, they haven't came across any giants or anybody built weird as fuck.
So I wonder how they're going to do all that. Like, with the tall people especially.
Super fat motherfucker with short legs.
Tall people, regular size.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, because
Garth is actually pretty tall.
Exactly. Tall, what's her name? The lady from Kobe? The big fat lady?
Alvita.
Yeah, Alvita, yeah. She's supposed to be tall. And so is
Buggy's pretty tall.
And Arlong. They're supposed to be tall.
Yeah.
They just made them regular size so far.
I really hate that they didn't make Bellamere put that fucking shotgun in Arlong's mouth. I understand why they didn't do it. But man. I know I said this before, but I just really it just made me think about that shit. That was the moment I was waiting on in that flashback. For her to bust through the door and put that bitch in his mouth. Like, ugh! You get that shit in the anime just like that, bro. That shit was hard fucking core.
Yeah. It's too hardcore for TV.
Because if you do that shit in real life, you're actually going to pull the trigger. You're not going to get that close and not pull the trigger. So,
you're going to be like, motherfucker.
I understand why they didn't do it. Because in the anime, she starts talking.
after she puts it in his mouth.
Yeah, but you know in the right anime, yeah, back of that nigga shit.
It'd have been gone. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. It just makes more sense if you get that close in to go ahead and just pull the trigger. So I understand why they didn't do it. I just still want to see it.
That shit gonna sound like toast and strudels. But that's why, again, you can only do so much with what you're given. And we were given a lot. By far, one of the most underrated but yet to be seen characters to come to fruition. Even though he's an unlocked character, I still feel like there's something we haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah. So you got to see how Jinbei saves the whole raid in Wano.
Oh.
Bro, between Jinbei and Rizo of, what is his name? Rizo of the Mist.
Yeah. Of the Mist. Mist.
Rizo.
Bro, I'm talking about that shit was a real Michael Jordan fucking buzzer beater, bro. Like, for real. I was like, damn. How the fuck? Because the whole shit was just on fire. Like, how the fuck they gonna do this?
How the fuck is Jinbei gonna get to them?
Bro. Between Jinbei and Rizo, bro. And that's another point of team dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Because they formed that alliance with the samurai and the ninja and the minx. You know what I'm saying? For a reason. Everybody contributing. You know what I'm saying? And being able to complement each other's abilities, especially with somebody like Jinbei on a pirate, on a pirate ship. Man, stop it. They finna be unstoppable, bro. Because first of all, ain't no ship finna catch the Sunny with Jinbei at the helm.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Ain't no ship finna catch the Sunny. Yeah, like he drive that bitch like he got an accelerator.
Like he absconded with it.
Like he got accelerator and brakes on that bitch.
But wait a minute though. He absconded with it. Absconded.
Anyway. Then he can talk to the fucking the whales.
And the fish.
He's Aquaman.
Well, he can talk to the whale shark, not the whales. Not all of them. He can just talk to the whale sharks. But man,
Jinbei could probably be
Aquaman. He could just jump in the water and just really just wreck your shit.
Jinbei could probably be Aquaman.
The water Kamehameha waves.
Yeah.
Shoulder throw. He throws water while underwater. Like, how does that work?
Yeah. He's amazing.
Like, he can create a slip current.
He's really one of the most amazing characters.
We need to hit up Death Battle and tell them, dude, you got to do Jinbei versus Aquaman. One Piece versus DC.
Aquaman's going to fucking die.
Aquaman is pretty powerful now.
Aquaman, so is Jinbei.
Aquaman, okay, so Jinbei will probably, that shit will be an epic fight, bro. That shit would be epic because they're both trained in hand to hand.
That's a lot of moving parts.
They both can command fish life. They both breathe underwater.
And they both.
And swim extremely fast.
And they both know how to do the conveyor.
Aquaman got that trident that helps him with water kinesis.
Absconded.
You know what I'm saying? But Jinbei got the Fishman Karate, which is 100 times stronger in the water.
Man.
I don't know, man. The only edge Aquaman really got is strength. Because his strength is... Because he's basically underwater Superman. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so a lot of moving parts.
Jinbei has the strength of 100 fish. Have you thought about that? Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I saw Aquaman push a fucking submarine to the surface. Push a submarine. Directly to the surface.
I seen Jinbei abscond a fucking
So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But Jinbei is also incredibly durable. That nigga took the same punch that Ace took from Akainu.
Exactly.
So
Aquaman took a punch from Superman.
He did. But then it's like,
and he fought Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. I mean, at the end of the day, that's still a man fighting a woman.
That's Wonder Woman. That's not an average bitch. She's a heavy hitter.
I'm not gonna lie, she is. But I still feel like Batman will slap that bitch around.
He can try.
Hey man, those hammers of justice are unisex. He gonna be like, yeah, bet you do it, but you got hands, but what about these ribs?
They've already showed what would happen if Wonder Woman got into a fight with Batman, and the cover of the comic has Wonder Woman's boot on Batman's face.
Wonder Woman!
So.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But yeah, that nigga said, I tenderize them titties like chicken cutlets.
Oh, that shit wouldn't do nothing but make her mad. Oh, my God.
That nigga said, I tenderized them titties like chicken.
Oh, shit. Man.
Oh, shit, boy.
All right, this is Crave Reviews. Ryan, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, at RyanFF7.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, Big Boss Reezy, back in the motherfucking easy. Don't forget to go ahead over on Spotify and podcast for podcasters. Go listen to Who Really Gives a Fuck. Still out here, still streaming. Numbers still going crazy. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you always tune in every Sunday to Crave Reviews or every Monday morning. We're out here. We're live. Send us more ideas if you want to, because there is a brand new comment and poll section right here on the motherfucking channel. So make sure you go over there to it. Give us some ideas. Give us some feedback. And holler at you bitches later.
Deshaun, where can Renee find you?
You can also catch me on IG.
Yeah, say it louder.
You can catch me on IG at Kuro Creations with a K _ Creations. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully I might post a little bit more of my artwork on there. Hopefully this year.
Do it.
Catch me at _BossFrank on Instagram, because I completely forgot about that. _BossFrank, the one with blue check, please.
And you can follow me, King Spider-Man 720. That's KingSpyDamann 720 on Instagram. You can also follow the new page, D-List Celebrities. That's D-List_ Celebrities. And also follow Stoner's Bar ATL. And follow Crave Reviews. And we are out this bitch.
Bye bye.